For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Connecticut's police accountability law will be 1 year old as of the last day of this month. A provision of that law calls on police departments to at least consider having social workers accompany police or respond exclusively on assistance calls where mental health may be more of an issue than criminality, per se. One place this is actually happening is in Willimantic, where the police department has partnered with Eastern Connecticut State University to form a pilot program that places undergrad social work student interns with officers. Willimantic Police Chief Paul Hussey, along with the field placement advisor for the program, that's Lieutenant Matt Solak, they join us now. Chief, did you set out to be the first police department in the state to set up an arrangement like this, or did it just work out that way?
Well, I guess the latter of the two. Actually, we were approached by Eastern Connecticut State University with Dr. Logan, Isabel Logan, and she asked if what we thought about the idea, and obviously I gave the approval because I thought maybe this would be a way to see whether an embedded social worker would work for our police department, and this would be a good way to do, you know, a trial run with it. Also, obviously, we like the partnership with the local college, and we're trying to do a career thing with our high school as well. So I thought it would be a good way to partnership with the community. And we also had to do a feasibility study whether or not, you know, a social worker would work for police departments. So we thought it would be a good idea if the students did the feasibility study as part of the two-semester internship.
Lieutenant Solak, how has the program actually worked out in practice? What sort of calls are they going out on? How have the calls turned out?
Unlike a traditional social work clinical type setting, police work can be unpredictable, and you never know what situation you might be coming into at any given time. So the students, both of whom were outstanding and very open-minded and flexible, were exposed to a lot of initial training with us, which we felt was really important so that they knew what to expect when you're out on the side of the road with a client consumer, when you're in someone's house in the moment of crisis, when you're really doing any of the types of calls for service that police officers go to.
Just very quickly, will you have interns now going forward every month of the year?
We're fortunate that we have one of our interns that we had last year will be returning to us in September as a master's candidate, which we're very, very happy about. And there's also another young man from Eastern Connecticut State University that's going to be continuing this tradition. And as we embark on our second year of this partnership, we really feel like we've learned a lot about the whole program in the last two semesters, and now we're really ready to hit the ground running in September.
Chief, how do you keep these interns safe?
So we provide them training, use of force training, and you know, kind of some do's and don'ts. We also, they need to understand when the officers need to step in. So the students were doing a lot of the referral stuff, but we also don't bring the students into an ongoing dangerous situation. In other words, if there's a crisis going on or it's already an emergency. So we've developed a policy for anybody who's in the car with an officer, kind of a do's and don'ts thing. So there's times when the students wouldn't be getting out of the car, obviously, for liability reasons.
I've read that one of the reasons you went with the intern model here, and I think you mentioned it, I mean, you wanted to test it out and see how it works in practice. And also, correct me if I'm wrong, there didn't seem to be money in the budget to hire full-time social workers off the bat. Is that an accurate statement?
That is an accurate statement, yeah, unfortunately. 604 did bring us a lot of unfunded mandates.
And 604 being the new police accountability law signed into law last July.
Correct. So this is not part of the mandate, but it's actually, I think, a good idea because officers are oftentimes not, we go in and we make the scene safe, we make arrests if we have to, or we bring somebody to the hospital if they're in crisis, but we don't get a chance to follow up with victims a lot of times or follow up with that person before they're in crisis again. So this was a good way to have the interns kind of help out in those regards. So we used them in, they did referrals to people that were homeless, domestic violence victims, mental health situations where We were trying to reach out to people before they that were, like, say, medically non-compliant or in that gravely disabled category. We also used them in one situation was a hoarding situation where they were able to get them out of the situation they were in and help them. They linked up with town officials to get their apartment cleaned up and so on and so forth. So it's actually worked out really well.
Chief, do you see now that the town has seen how this thing could work in practice, do you think that this will be impetus to loosen the purse strings so that you can do this thing with full-time social workers?
Oh, that's the goal. We also have other departments that are interested in taking interns right here in southeastern Connecticut. There's two or three other departments that are interested. We just got out of a meeting yesterday with ECSU to kind of start to expand the program. And there's other departments on the west of the river that are also inquiring about it as well. So this could be something that maybe, you know, at some point the state, I'm hoping, will come up with some money for this. So that's the goal.
Chief, you talked about inquiries. Have you received inquiries from other departments in the state, maybe even outside of the state, about how this program is working in practice?
I'll let Matt answer that because we have been in touch with people outside the state of Connecticut, but I'll let Matt answer that question.
Yeah, one of the really fantastic takeaways of this partnership on the police level is the amount of learning that we've been able to do as well. And prior to this partnership beginning, we really didn't know a lot about social work, about the core competencies, about best practices within that field. And this has been as much of a learning experience for us as police as it has been for the students as interns. And one of the best takeaways we've seen to date is the creation of a national level working group of police social workers who are now talking and dialoguing, you know, through the COVID times. You know, a lot of this has taken place on Zoom and social distancing, which has been a great tool because now Chief Hussey and I are able to talk with police chiefs in other parts of the country that are using police social workers in their departments. And for whatever reason, that model has never really taken off in Connecticut. I don't know the reason why, but I hope that as a result of these partnerships moving forward, that people really open their minds and open their eyes to the strength of people working together.
Willimantic Police Chief Paul Hussey and Lieutenant Matt Solak, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.